the business community has wasted no time on Back to Work Tuesday, day one of good government. Business urging the Prime Minister to get his act together and repair the budget, warning that Australia is at risk of heading down the path of Greece. The community sector is also keen for some prime ministerial action. ACOS Chief Executive Dr. Cassandra Goldie is in Canberra today and keen to remind the government that a fairer path back to surplus should form the basis of its upcoming May budget. Cassandra Goldie is in our Canberra studio. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Jonathan.
PM has been somewhat distracted in recent days fighting for his political survival. He's signalled there could be a rethink on issues like changes to Medicare. You'd be pleased about that.
Well, obviously, it's very a positive for us that the government does have a message of saying we're going to do it seriously differently. Now, obviously, we've got to see what that will look like. The message is collaborative and consultative. Of course, the question is, well, with whom and for what purpose? On health reform, obviously, we have a big interest in that. This is a public system for us all. So when the PM says, you know, he's got to get the doctor's support, well, of course, it's more than the doctors that have a big, strong concern about where health, funding is going. And the interests of the public. So we'll certainly be looking to the government to be getting more engaged with those in the community, including those that have deep expertise, so that we can grapple with some of these big questions about how to get it right.
It's a rare opportunity, isn't it, for you, Cass Goldie? I mean, a government absolutely eager to listen, a government with a budget before us that looms as being one of great significance and a government also chastened by the response to its previous budget, which was attacked on grounds of fairness. I mean, what's your shopping list? What are you putting to the government?
Well, there's two paths to it. I mean, I think the government obviously must learn from its mistakes. And from our point of view, big mistake was commission of audit, but there was no community representation on that process. Federal budget, totally behind closed doors. Again, no serious engagement over some big policy ideas so that the government actually understood that some of the implications of what they were proposing. So right now, we're waiting to see on welfare reform. The McClure Review report that's been sitting with the government for weeks and weeks, it's a public document. We should see it. We should all see it so we can see what the expert panel has recommended before the government does anything more. Equally on the tax reform area, we're waiting on a tax discussion paper now. I'm a bit concerned that we've got reports today saying, you know, it's a bit going to be prosecuting a particular proposal potentially around increase to the GST. Well, we'd been told before the break that it was essentially an information paper about what the tax system was currently doing. So if you're going to build trust in the community, these processes really matter. Be true to the process that you've committed to. Respect the fact that it's not just about selling an idea to the public. The public has expertise. Community organisations have deep expertise in all of these areas.
The PM too, I mean, he's talking about a better contact Cass Goldie with his backbench, and you there raise the possibility of better contact with the community around policy ideas. And he himself referred to socialising this process of policy development, which is an interesting choice of words.
It's a very interesting choice of words. Obviously, we hope it means speaking to people and not just, you know, the walk down the street. Obviously, backbenchers are in a really important role. They hear very early on what the public views are, but also about expertise. There is a question here for us about the budget sustainability. There's no question about that. One of the real positives out of last year is that right across the community, the public intelligently said this is not a fair way to tackle that. And, of course, the business community has said that as well. So we've got some consensus here across business, across community and the wider public that the fairness of what the government tackles, the way that it goes about this, is very critical.
This could go either way for you, though, couldn't it? The PM talked about New Zealand in his interview with Lee Sales on 7:30 last night and talking about that country's reduction in government spending. That's still very much on the table for this government, is reducing the size of government as a proportion of GDP. That would not be good news for your sector.
Well, look, you know, the Prime Minister again said, you know, he is a Prime Minister of, you know, lowering taxes. But I think that misses a step here because if we're saying what we want is a conversation with the public, there needs to be a conversation about how what we want to deliver from what we want to see government deliver in terms of public health, in terms of welfare, in terms of community services. We're not a high taxing country. We've clearly got some areas where tax is leaking. Would the government, in its discussion paper, are we going to see a debate about negative gearing, capital gains reform, some of these other areas which the wider public does understand is politically hot, but no more or less hot than the GST. And so that's why we've done the work with the business community. We have forged an alliance across with business to say we are all up for looking at all of these bases and building on the good work the Henry Tax Panel did. A lot of which has not been, you know, no government's been prepared to touch it.
Cassandra Goldie is Chief Executive of the Australian Council of Social Service. It's 12 after 8. And Cass Goldie, that sense of unity of purpose, I mean, that's something that could be said about the opposition as well. And looking at those contentious issues around things like tax policy, the possibility of perhaps winding back superannuation concessions, of looking at negative gearing, of doing what the OECD suggests we should do and look at the GST. We've heard Bill Shorten speaking on this program earlier where just the very mention of a taxation discussion quickly lapses into this sort of partisan squabble. That's not a good prescription for getting something done.
No, but we've been making an offer to the government for months to work with the government on how to frame the debate, because the public will look at reform if it is very clear about what the problems are. Part of our problem is two-thirds of the budget picture is about decline in revenue. Now, that is not just about what Labor did in government. If you go back to the Howard era, there are a whole range of measures that the Howard government introduced then, which is part of why we're seeing real growth.
It's all about,
which
also is not about a slow economy.
Which is not necessarily delivering on purpose. So, for example, in the childcare area, we're waiting to see what the Productivity Commission has done. But the childcare rebate, which was introduced during the Howard government, it's regressive. In other words, that area of expenditure is going to people on higher incomes more than people on lower incomes. So these are about calibrating where government spending should go, so that, as the Treasurer said when he was elected, government spending does go to people who need it the most. Now, if we're not prepared to debate superannuation tax concessions, which go clearly disproportionately to people on higher incomes, if we're not prepared to look at negative gearing and capital gains arrangements, which again clearly are helping people on higher incomes to minimise their tax bill, how can we say this is a government committed to that purpose?
Do we need a conversation starter here? Do we need some sort of a Hawke-esque, and this was floated in the papers this morning, I think it's an interesting idea, some sort of Hawke-esque summit around the issues around the economy?
Well, look, the previous Prime Minister Gillard, in the last stage of her government, she put out the hand to the business community and to the community sector and to the unions and formed the Prime Minister's Panel on Economic Reform. Now, we were all in the room. Sadly, that didn't lead to anything because, obviously, that was a government that was in big trouble. But as we walked out the door of the last meeting, we all said, this is more of what we need, because, yes, we will have differences of views, but we know that, for example, if you're going to be reviewing the retirement income system, we have a role to play too out there in the public to foster the debates, because some people will win and some people will not necessarily get the same kind of level of assistance that they have in the past, and those are the debates we have to have.
Perhaps if the government wants a broad cross-sector discussion, it should have a broad cross-sector discussion. That might be the thing to do.
Well, the big mistake, I think, is that governments, in the media cycle, I mean, we know that governments criticise the media for its impact on, public policy debate. But also the government has to accept its responsibility here. This is not about a selling exercise. This is about genuine engagement. That when people laud the previous sort of Hawke-Howard eras, part of that was because there were serious serious processes. It was staged reform, welfare reform. We were up for that, but we're still waiting to see the review and recommendations, and yet this government has done a whole lot of very savage proposals around welfare reform that seem linked to nothing other than a budget process behind closed doors.
Cassandra Goldie, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Cassandra Goldie is Chief Executive of the Australian Council of Social Service, ACOS.